The future of journalism is in quality, not quantity, according to Illinois State University alum Mitch Pugh. Pugh is the executive director of the Pulitzer Prize-winning Post and Courier in Charleston, South Carolina. He's on campus for Comm Week in the School of Communication. Pugh has been at the Courier, Post and Courier 6 years and says he has learned a lot about the paper's readers.
Charleston is an interesting place in the sense of it's, you know, steeped in history. There are people that have lived there for centuries, literally, like families. So it's an interesting place in that sense, but it's also interesting because it's growing so quickly. So it's being infused with companies like Boeing and Volvo that are building big manufacturing plants there. So it's a community that is very much in flux and change, and there are forces there, sort of the old guard and the new guard, that are kind of duking it out for who's going to be the most influential in the community moving forward. So it's been a really interesting kind of exciting but also volatile time to be there.
Sounds like a great opportunity to cover interesting stories of conflict and reinvention.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that, you know, it's also just been, you know, we've had our share of just really kind of awful, you know, tragedies that have happened there too, with the Mother Emanuel shooting and the Walter Scott situation too, that have sort of, I think, amplified those divisions or changes in the community and those kind of fissures that have developed. But I think in a good way. I think the community is coming to grips with who it is and who it's going to become in ways maybe that it wouldn't have been as comfortable doing 10 years ago.
What do your readers want from you today as opposed to 6 years ago, as opposed to what you hear about a generation ago?
Sure. I mean, I think we talked a little bit about this morning with some students here at Illinois State. But, you know, I think that the big change is, readers are smart. They know the real deal when they see it, and they know when a news report has been watered down or isn't up to the same quality level that maybe it was 5 or 10 years ago. And I think that our industry as a result is changing. We're now putting more value in having a deeper, more meaningful relationship with our readers and creating news that they really want to engage with and spend time with, and that will make their lives better and make them smarter. And I think that's a different metric than maybe we were using 5, even 4 years ago, where we were all about clicks and getting people to click on a story, whether they spent much time on it or not. You know, we didn't really care. We just wanted them to click. And I think now we're really looking at, you know, developing that deeper relationship and proving to the reader each and every day with each and every story that this is news that's worth not only engaging with but paying for.
So how do you measure engagement? How do you measure the relationship?
I mean, there's obviously, you know, there's both anecdotal ways that you can measure that, but certainly on the more, measurable way, we have, you know, different tools out there that tell us, different analytics tools that tell us a lot about our readers. But the one thing that we focus the most on is a metric we call engaged minutes. And engaged minutes are basically, they measure when a reader gets on the story, and then are they moving around, clicking on links, clicking on photo galleries, scrolling through the story to read the whole thing. And we really value that metric more than anything else, because if we're not creating content that's worth spending time with, then the readers are not going to find us worth spending time with. So that's the big thing we look at. But I think the other things that we really pay a lot of attention to are sort of what's happening. What's the chatter out there about us, whether it's on social media or in the community in general? Is it positive or negative? And I think because we're a locally owned newspaper, a news organization, I think we have a pretty good relationship with our audience, and they know us, and I think they have a fairly good opinion of what we do, because they see us out in the community. They see our owners out in the community interacting and talking to them and their friends and their neighbors. And I think that's something that as a industry we've lost a little bit as news media has become more consolidated and owned by bigger and bigger corporations.
That is a change. Can you enlarge on that? It's a rare model anymore to be locally owned as a part mm-hmm. of a small regional as opposed to a big conglomerate.
Sure.
So that enhances the ability to connect in a community. Does it do other things for you?
It's interesting. I think that if you had asked me this question when I first started there 6 years ago, I would tell you that probably being a small, family-owned, independent news organization had its challenges because we you know, our model then was to go out and drive as many page views to our website as possible, and then try to monetize that by selling ads around it, right? But we didn't. We were never going to be able to compete with these big corporations like Gannett or McClatchy or these other big newspaper operations that own papers, hundreds of papers across the country, and could go to a Ford and offer up millions and millions and millions of impressions. We could never compete at that scale. But that actually ended up being a positive for us, because we could not compete at that scale. So we had to be think a little bit differently about what we were doing, and we had to realize we can't compete at scale. But where we can be successful is locally on the ground with the 700,000 people that live in the Charleston market, and really engage with them. And I think it helped us turn our model more toward, we think the future is all about engaging with readers and proving to them that our content's worth paying for, and that reader revenue is going to be what sustains us moving forward. And it's not going to be, we don't think the advertising market's coming back for newspapers. So we've really focused in on that. And I think being locally owned and being able to pivot quickly, make decisions quickly, and you know, just really understand our market in a way someone who lives in Sacramento isn't going to, has really helped us be successful.
Mitch Pugh is the executive editor of the Post and Courier in Charleston, South Carolina. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.